Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningninem Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Indian military foils Pakistani target attempts, neutralizes air defense system in Lahore. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviews national preparedness concerning national security. Government holds all-party meeting at parliament in wake of Operation Sindoor. And on World Red Cross Day, Governor Laganesan calls for collective compassion. Now the news in detail. Indian Armed Forces targeted air defense radars and systems at a number of locations in Pakistan this morning. According to the Defense Ministry, it has been learned that an air defense system at Lahore has been neutralized. The ministry said India's response has been in the same domain with the same intensity as Pakistan. Briefing media this evening, Wing Commander Vyomika Singh said Pakistan attempted to target several locations in India last night.
Pakistan attempted to engage a number of military targets in northern and western India using drones and missiles. These places included Avantipura, Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Amritsar, Kapurthala, Nal, Jalandhar, Ludhiana, Adampur, Bhatinda, Chandigarh, Falodi, Uttarlai and Bhuj. These were neutralized by the integrated counter unmanned aerial system and other air defense systems. The debris of these attacks is now being recovered from a number of locations that prove the Pakistani attacks.
The ministry said Pakistan has increased the intensity of its unprovoked firing across the line of control using mortars and heavy caliber artillery in various areas in Jammu and Kashmir. The ministry said 16 innocent lives have been lost, including 3 women and 5 children, due to Pakistani firing. In retaliation, India was compelled to respond to bring mortar and artillery fire from Pakistan to a halt. Indian Armed Forces have reiterated their commitment to non-escalation, provided it is respected by the Pakistani military. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level meeting with secretaries of various ministries and departments to review national preparedness and inter-ministerial coordination in light of recent developments concerning national security. During the meeting, Mr. Modi stressed the need for seamless coordination among ministries and agencies to uphold operational continuity and institutional resilience. Key issues discussed during the meeting included strengthening civil defense mechanisms, combating misinformation and fake news, and ensuring security of critical infrastructure. Ministries were advised to maintain close coordination with states and ground-level institutions. The Prime Minister directed secretaries to conduct a comprehensive review of their ministry's operations focused on emergency response and communication protocols. The meeting was attended by the Cabinet Secretary, senior officials from the PMO, and secretaries from key ministries including Defence, Home Affairs, External Affairs, Information and Broadcasting, and others. Leaders of all political parties today hailed the valor of the Indian Armed Forces for their retaliatory action against terrorism and extended their support in one voice during an all-party meeting on Operation Sindoor. The meeting, chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at Parliament House in New Delhi, was attended by leaders from over a dozen parties. Mr. Singh briefed them about the operation. Briefing media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju termed the meeting as constructive, and each leader express their views with responsibility and maturity, recognizing the major challenge the country is currently facing.
राजनीति को हाथ में लेकर के काम कर रहे हैं तो इसमें राजनीति का कोई जगह नहीं है। ये हमारे पूरे पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज ने दर्शाया है और सब लीडर्स ने एक मत से हमारे सेनाओं ने जो कार्रवाई की है ऑपरेशन सिंदूर को लेकर के पूरे बधाई भी दिया और गौरव का एहसास सबको हुआ है.
Mr. Rijiju informed that Operation Sindoor is still on. India's strike against terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir have made Islamabad desperate, and it has resorted to spreading fake news and misinformation. It is running fabricated stories of miraculous military victories and heroic retaliation. Such attempts reflect Pakistan's deliberate attempt to mislead the media, distort the global narrative, and manipulate public perception. Listeners, as Pakistan has been resorting to spread propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinize every piece of information carefully in this critical time. If you encounter dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any info related to ongoing situation, you must report it to PIB Fact Check. You can also share such content on WhatsApp number 879-971-1259 and email ID socialmedia@pib.gov.in. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. World Red Cross Day is being observed today to pay tribute to the millions of volunteers and staff working alongside people in need of protection, assistance, healthcare, social aid and solidarity. Also known as Red Crescent Day, the day commemorates the birth anniversary of the founder of the Red Cross and the International Committee of the Red Cross, Henry Dunant. The theme for this year is Keeping Humanity Alive. Nagaland Governor and President of the Indian Red Cross Society, Nagaland State Branch, Laga Nason, today called for collective compassion and greater youth participation in humanitarian service. Addressing the World Red Cross Day celebrations in Kohima, he urged all citizens, particularly the young people, to embody the values of hope, empathy and kindness in the face of growing challenges.
I issue a clarion call to every citizen, and particularly the vibrant youth of Nagaland. Join this noble mission of service. Challenges of our times, climate change, health crisis, and social inequity demand not just institutional action, but the energy and idealism of young hearts. You are not just leaders of tomorrow, you are the change makers of today.
The governor lauded the unwavering efforts of the Red Cross volunteers across Nagaland in providing disaster relief and reaching out to remote areas and vulnerable communities. Drawing on this year's theme, he encouraged all to reflect on what it truly means to be human in the face of adversity. Highlighting the importance of nurturing compassion early, Laga Nason underscored the importance of instilling values of empathy and service at home and in schools. During the program, a one-minute silence was observed in remembrance of the victims of Pahalgam terror attack. In a push towards boosting digital governance in Nagaland, the Department of Information Technology and Communication conducted a one-day workshop on My Scheme Awareness and UX 4G, User Experience for Government Applications in Kohima today. Director of ITNC, Sabu Yashu, emphasized the need for all government departments to adapt to technological advancements and make best use of digital tools for better services to citizens. He highlighted plans for more workshops on cybersecurity, AI and related topics. In the keynote address, Commissioner and Secretary of ITNC, Dr. G. Hukugasema, stressed the importance of accessibility and inclusivity in public digital platforms. My Scheme app is a one-stop platform for central and state government schemes. Dr. Sema called for making the app user-friendly, particularly for the underprivileged sections of society. Senior officers from various departments attended the event. Central government has asked OTT and media streaming platforms as well as intermediaries operating in India to discontinue streaming media contents having its origins in Pakistan with immediate effect. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry today issued an advisory to them citing the interests of national security in view of Pahalgam terror attack. The ministry advised them to stop streaming of Pakistani web series, films, songs, podcasts and other media content, whether made available on a subscription-based model or otherwise. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Indian military falls Pakistani target attempts, neutralizes air defense system in Lahore. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviews national preparedness concerning national security. Government holds all-party meeting at Parliament in wake of Operation Sindoor. And on World Red Cross Day, Governor Laga Nason calls for collective compassion. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.